At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
The Pushya Nakshatra, which falls in the first half of Cancer. Now we are in the water sign. We are in the Moksha sign. Okay. So the Pushya Nakshatra, which falls in the first half of Cancer, has a challenge. We are talking about the heart of nakshatras here. So what challenge is Pushya Nakshatra facing? I will wait for enough knowledge, enough wisdom in order for me to start giving it to the world. Have you ever had this? Do you have this in your chart? Leave your comments if you have it. Meanwhile, by the end of this, hopefully you will understand the core, the pulse of Pushya Nakshatra. Let's roll the intro. So, speaking of Pushya Nakshatra now, the core of Pushya Nakshatra, which falls in the first half of Cancer, okay? You can look up my 27 Nakshatras and other series if you want more deep dive into all these things. Okay, start from the top. Temperament of Pushya Nakshatra is also Devgana, just like its predecessor, the Punarvasu Nakshatra, which we just finished. So temperament is Dev, meaning Devgana always wants to strive for something higher. Is there a higher possibility of us living as humans on this planet? That's a Devgana, always. But it approaches different topics in different ways, which we are uncovering in these Heart of Nakshatras. Once you understand this 27 Heart of Nakshatras, you won't fail. This is unmissable, folks. So the Varna, intensity of this nakshatra is Kshatriya, which means it's a power, leadership and politics, warrior-like nakshatra. It wants to go out there and achieve stuff, the nakshatra, by itself. We have not even come to the Lord yet. The Lord is, because it is sitting in Cancer, it is Moon, and Moon is a Vaishya planet, meaning it is more business-like, transactional-like. Everything is a transaction in life for a Vaishya planet, Mercury and Moon. Type of this nakshatra is passive. Once again, just like Punarvasu, it has a challenge of just sitting there and doing nothing about things, even though they are very wise, even though they are very knowledgeable, much more than others. They give a lot of credibility to other ignoramuses around, and they don't take the step forward to bring that Devgana energy into the world, right? The drive is Sthiti, means they are preservers. This combination of type passive and drive Sthiti to preserve something makes them really passive creatures. It's more like the giants of knowledge and wisdom everywhere in the world who are born dominantly in Pushya, lots of planets in Pushya, for example. Especially I would put Moon, Mercury and Jupiter, even Venus, because it's a Brahmana planet. In Pushya Nakshatra, if you have them, you will have all the knowledge, you will have all the intellectual capacity and wisdom, and you will sit there and do nothing about it. Careful with these kind of approach, because the life lesson right there at the bottom in the blue box that you see is don't hold back person thinking there isn't enough knowledge or wisdom yet. I need to study some more. I need to get a further degree or a certification, or I need to get a higher degree or do post-graduation. In real terms, this is how it translates like folks. They keep getting degrees and keep learning stuff, keep reading books, you know, all these kinds of things, thinking there is some day in the future where they are going to start disseminating this knowledge. It will not work if you are Pushya Nakshatra. This approach is not going to work. Sitting there twiddling your thumbs and not taking action or not giving away the knowledge you have will not work for Pushya, because that's the life lesson. Both effort and knowledge are necessary, meaning you need to take effort, of course. You need to go through the steps, of course, and knowledge that you have. So as long as Pushya keeps accumulating knowledge and keeps putting it out there, it will be successful. That simple, folks. Look at the talents and abilities, administration and management, healthcare and healing, very moon-like, education and training, social work and service, hospitality and event planning, finance and management, very Vaishya-like and very guru-like, very Jupiterian kind of qualities with a touch of emotion because it's in Cancer. Again, there is moon factor. The moon factor in both Ashlesha and in Pushya, the Cancer Nakshatra, so to speak, comes in because the moon is both a commercial mind kind of, and at the same time it wants to look for emotion on the other side. The emotional content, satisfaction. The emotional content and satisfaction is where the moon is felt, okay, in Cancer, the first of the moksha signs. Now let's look at the D10 archetypes and where this will figure in dominantly, right? Where would Pushya Nakshatra planet shine in? First of all, Mercury or Moon in Pushya will be good because both are Vaishya planets, right? They will shine. Also, Kshatriya planets, because the Pushya is Kshatriya, so Mars and Sun will also do good because they are Kshatriya planets. Sun and Mars are kind of debilitated in Cancer, meaning it doesn't have that aggression which it needs to. So 0 to 3 degrees, 3 to 6 degrees in D10 archetypes would really work well for them, because they are not so much about work, they are more about knowledge. Which are the knowledge angles here that we can see? We can see 12 to 15 degrees, the fifth angle in a D10 chart. Excellent communication skills, because look at the list over there of career possibilities, right? Excellent communication skills, adaptability, ability to connect with others at work. 12 to 15 degrees in a D10 chart would work. Next thing what would work for Pushya is 15 to 18 degrees, dynamic, flexible, quickest to adapt and active intelligence they have. Is the power of Moon and Mercury combined, you might say. Okay. Kubera, not so much. Although they are Vaishya, they are more about ability to find deeper purpose and meaning. So I would put more at the 8th angle in a D10 chart, which is 21 to 24 degrees, Ishana. Ability to find deeper purpose and meanings. They are not so much about the last two, 24 to 27 or 27 to 30 degrees, which is the highest exalted form, because more exaltation going into the last 2 degrees, 9th and 10th, would seriously require a Brahmana Nakshatra. We shall see that later. As we cover this 27 Nakshatras, you will see this dominance playing out. It's not a surprise, folks. It's just a matter of understanding how the subconscious works and in what ways it is working. The whole idea of Heart of Nakshatras is to get to the bottom, the core of it. How do we be aligned with the energy of a nakshatra in order for it to fulfill its path? You are here as a soul to fulfill a path. That's what we are uncovering in this nakshatra. So the next one we shall be addressing Aklesha, the second half of Cancer. Right? Meanwhile, if you have any comments, I'd love to hear from you. If you have found something about Pushya in your life playing out, leave your comment below. Thank you for watching this video, and I'll see you in the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.